This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Indian economy grew at 7.8% in the third quarter of the current financial year. The growth rate in real GDP during current fiscal is estimated at 7.6% as compared to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today released the new series of annual and quarterly estimates with base year 2022-23. It has replaced the previous series with the base year of 2011-12. The ministry said that financial year 2022-23 has been selected as the base year because it represents a recent normal year after COVID pandemic. The overall economic performance in the current financial year is primarily on account of robust real growth observed at 8.4% in second quarter and 7.8% in the third quarter. And now we take you live to the press conference of the finance minister going on.
We have seen it's been consistent across consumption, investment. I feel that from an expenditure perspective, both consumption and investment both will be important drivers. Because the trade agreements will take different points in time to become effective, it may probably the full year effect of the trade agreements may be seen in 27-28 data than in 26-27 data. So I expect the other two components to be big drivers.
142, Sapna ji.
This was the press conference going on by the Finance Ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country is riding on the reform express with the government simplifying processes, improved ease of doing business and expanding technology-led governance. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat through video conferencing today.
Ye desh reform express par sawar hai. इस मोमेंटम को बनाए रखने के लिए हमें न केवल पॉलिसी इंटेंट पर ध्यान देना है बल्कि डिलीवरी एक्सीलेंस पर भी फोकस करना है हमें एआई ब्लॉकचेन और डेटा एनालिटिक्स का व्यापक उपयोग कर ट्रांसपेरेंसी स्पीड और अकाउंटेबिलिटी बढ़ानी होगी.
A Delhi court today discharged former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in an excise policy-related corruption case. The court refused to take cognizance of the CBI charge sheet. Special Judge Jitendra Singh said the charge sheet had several lacunae and not supported by evidence. The court also discharged 21 others in the matter. After getting acquitted, Aam Aadmi Party National Convener and former Delhi Chief Minister said he had full faith in the country's judicial system. Meanwhile, the CBI has decided to appeal in the High Court against the judgment of the trial court immediately in the Delhi excise policy case. Meanwhile, BJP spokesperson Sidhanshu Trivedi said the lower court acquitted Mr. Kejriwal and other accused due to lack of evidence. He alleged hundreds of mobile phones and SIM cards had been destroyed in connection with the scam. The Supreme Court today refused to entertain objection of West Bengal government regarding Election Commission's training module for judicial officers deployed in the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. The Apex Court said that it knows its judicial officers and they will not be influenced by anything. President Draupadi Murmu undertook a sortie in the indigenous light combat helicopter Prachand at Air Force Station in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan today. The mission was conducted as a true aircraft ALCH formation. Afghanistan carried out retaliatory airstrikes against military targets in Pakistan today in escalation of tensions between the two neighbours. Taliban deputy spokesperson Hamdullah Fitrat said the Afghan Air Force struck installations in Islamabad, Nowshera, Jamrud and Abbottabad this morning, targeting camps, cantonments and military colonies. In the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on New Zealand in a Group 2 match of Super 8 stage in Colombo at 7 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.